Man, I don't know how, man. That's not my team either anymore. That's not my team either. That's his team.
What?
That's not my team. I mean, I'm a supporter. I hope that they do good. Yeah. That's not my team.
Racist. That's racist. That's racist. That's racist. Okay, step into the mind of a young boy genius, telling you what's going on in stadiums and arenas. We talking the NFL, we talking the NBA, we talking about the biggest sports news of the day. Got a favorite athlete or team that you're thinking? Well, let's put it to the test and see where Royce ranks them. And listen, man, I could go on and on, but let's get into it featuring his co-host Dom. Sit back, relax, and welcome to the pod, and let me introduce everybody to Royce's Thoughts. I said sit back, relax, and welcome to the pod, and let me introduce everybody to Royce's Thoughts.
Right. It's that time of the week again where we record an episode of a podcast called
Royce's Thoughts.
Moved by
Moving with Martyrs.
Yes. How we doing?
Yep.
Yep, we're just yepping. You're just yepping.
Good. We're doing good.
Good, good. You know, it is Tuesday, November 1st. We are recording on our regular scheduled night. We're back to normal. No. Well,
a little bit.
This normal.
I guess so.
Yeah. So yeah, it's an interesting day. I'm not gonna lie. Halloween was yesterday. What you go as?
Myself.
Yourself. You did not go as yourself.
I did.
You did not go as yourself.
I went as the dude from Men in Black. That's what I went as.
Dude from Men in Black. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because you literally just went as a guy from Men in Black. You didn't collect candy?
No.
Like you dressed up so people could see you? Mm-hmm. And
which is the whole point of Halloween, by the way.
For you, yes.
For everyone,
as
actually.
As a 14-year-old. So, you know, hey, that was good. Got rained on.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. What else? NFL trade deadline was today.
That was today.
World Series is back on. The first college football rankings came out today. Dude, I mean, this is a great night to record.
Yep.
Just a great night to record. So,
yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about before we start talking about anything?
Nothing in specific.
Okay. So what would you like to start talking about first?
Does not matter.
Does not matter? Does not matter. How about this? So I feel like let's do in order of importance, okay?
Okay.
Starting with the least importance to the most important. So I'm going to start with NBA.
All
right. Because it's the least important right now. It's important. It's going on, right?
Okay.
But it's so early in the season that anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Your Lakers got a win finally.
They did.
What? Well, they 1-5 now?
Not the worst team in the NBA.
They're not. 1-5. So, hey, anymore. All they got to do is win 4 more games. They're 500.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, that's a win. Udoka.
No.
Udoka.
Close enough.
How you say it?
Something like that.
He is now, is it official?
I don't think it's official.
It's not official. He's going to be the coach of the Nets, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a front runner.
So, okay, I think we should talk about something just for a little bit, right? A couple minutes. We are 6-5 to 7 games into the season.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets are already
6-8.
Who's the Nets coach right now?
Right now, like who's the interim?
Mm-hmm.
Like Jacques Vaughn.
And who did they just fire?
Steve Nash.
And they did after 6 games, right?
Depending on how many games they played. I mean, every team's played a different amount of games.
Isn't it kind of quick? Isn't that a quick hook?
Not really. Considering that there were problems, there have been problems ever since he had arrived.
But are those...
Probably should have done it in the offseason.
Are those problems his problems? This is ultimately what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's debatable.
I would argue that he was named head coach. He was promised a super team. How long has he been a coach? Because didn't he come the same time that the big three came over?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know when his first season was.
Here's the thing. I might be misremembering. I thought he was like named head coach. They made all the trades. And it was Harden, Durant, and Kyrie.
Well, it was at first it was just Kyrie and KD because KD was hurt, and then that was the bubble season, I think. And then they got to the bubble, and neither of them played. And then it was KD, Kyrie, and then they traded for Harden like that season or the season after. Yeah, they traded for Harden that season, and then they lost to the Bucks. And then the next season they lost to the Celtics. They got swept in the first round.
Yeah, he became the head coach in 2020. So, bubble season. So, yeah. So, you were right. I also forgot about the bubble season because it's hashtag COVID. I never
forget about the bubble.
Hashtag COVID. I know you can't because you're a Lakers fan. But you're a LeBron fan. Here's what I'm saying. He was promised two great players. One didn't play because of vaccination rules, and he got hurt, right?
Well, one, his first season didn't play because he was hurt.
Right.
KD was hurt.
KD was hurt.
And so it was just Kyrie.
Just Kyrie.
And then the next season, Kyrie didn't play, and so it was just KD, but they had gotten Harden.
Right. Right.
And they only played like 16 games, the three in total together.
Right. And then Harden left, and then Ben Simmons came in, who also
did not play last year. And now he's playing this year, and they probably wish that he was not playing this year.
Yeah, he's awful. So I'm not saying that this isn't, I mean, the coach has to bear some responsibility. You got to let somebody go because you're not going to let your $250 million people out.
I don't really think that the players really like Steve Nash as a coach that much.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm just saying, like, if I'm the brass, right? Like, I feel like this is a reach. Like, you're literally like, I got nothing. I got to fire somebody. It's going to be the head coach because you can't get rid of Kyrie. You can't get rid of KD. They tried, right? Nobody would take them. Nobody, whatever. Like, they tried, and it didn't work out. So now Steve Nash is out, and Ime is back. Potentially, because the Celtics said, you ain't coaching for us for a year, which is, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you're okay with the move?
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Do you think this is the best move for Ime?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to get a job anywhere else. So
this year or, because so I feel like he could sit out a year and maybe get a better.
I don't know, but he coached Kevin Durant, Team USA.
I just feel like, okay, go ahead.
That's all I had.
I'll be honest.
He might have coached Team Australia and Kevin Durant, but they'll be fine.
I don't know. Here's the only thing I'll say. I think the Nets are a sinking ship as long as they have this core group of people together.
I'm cool with that.
So then that means you're taking a sinking ship job.
I wouldn't take that job. Like, me personally.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm cool that they're not good.
So you're cool with him taking it.
Yeah, you can take it.
But you admit that this isn't a good
look. Me personally, I would not be taking that job.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we're saying the same thing. Okay. I just misunderstood when you said that. All right. So any other thing? I mean, listen, there's been some great individual performances from NBA. Like Donovan Mitchell, Pascal Siakam, right? Is that right? Is that how you say his name?
That's how you say his name.
My man is. Have you seen his stat line in the last five games?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. You got Giannis, who's playing out of his mind. Like, this is.
Bucks have not lost.
This is some great, potentially setting up for some great basketball. Also, a little bit kind of parallel to football or to NFL. The great teams, air quote, great teams actually aren't that good right now. And the teams that are like, you know, average, low market, whatever, they're playing well. So I will be excited for basketball once baseball's done. Well, after Christmas. Christmas is when basketball starts for me, like Christmas Day.
All right.
So I'll be excited after that. I'll follow. I'm following. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Last question. Lakers, are they going to make a trade?
No, probably not.
You don't think so?
No, they didn't last year. They probably won't this year.
They got to trade somebody. Westbrook.
I said they could just trade Anthony Davis. Might as well.
I mean, that would work too.
Get somebody. I don't know. I already went over this. I'm not going over it again.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to topic number two of level of importance in Dom's head.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk about, I don't know. Okay, level of importance.
You don't even know what's most important in your head?
I do. College football rankings.
Okay.
So have you seen them yet?
Yes.
Okay, so can you tell the people what the rankings were?
I can give you the top.
I can look it up if you want to.
No. It's Georgia.
Nope.
What rankings were you?
It's not the ones that got released today. Like the first rankings that got released today.
Oh, I see it now. Okay. So it is the ranking. Just un momento. Tennessee, one. Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Michigan, Alabama. That's top six.
That's top six. And for context, I always like to, do you have the top 10 in there?
No, I don't have the top 10 in there.
I always like to just see the top 10 because there's, I think like every year there's been a team outside of the top six that's made it in.
TCU is like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10.
Okay. So you said what now?
I went to 6.
You went to 6. All right. Give me 1 second. I hate dead air. This is dead air. But it's
dead
okay.
Dead air.
Shoot. Here we go. All right. Okay. So you said Alabama 6, TCU is 7, Oregon's 8, USC is 9, and LSU is 10. LSU is the 6-2 team, and right behind LSU is Ole Miss at 8-1. And I only think that's important because the losses. So here's what I'll say. Do you think that the rankings are correct?
No, I don't.
What should they be?
I think that it should be Georgia, and then Ohio State, and then Tennessee, and then Clemson. So literally, and then...
So just flip Georgia and then Tennessee.
Alabama, and then Michigan.
Okay.
I think Alabama should be 5.
And why is that?
Because it's Alabama. And I don't think that Michigan's really that good.
Even though they're 8-0.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to be whatever no at the end of the season because Ohio State's going to be it.
If Ohio State... What happened?
Really, really funny joke. That's not cool.
It's not appropriate to say on the podcast?
It's just not cool.
Say it.
Anyway, so Ohio State's going to be it. No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay. All right.
That's not cool.
So here's what I'll say. I think Tennessee, I'm okay with the rankings because Tennessee right now has the most, like the best wins, right? Mm-hmm. Alabama, you're saying Alabama should be number 5 and Tennessee beat them. Mm-hmm. Georgia hasn't played them yet. Mm-hmm. Georgia hadn't played anybody of this caliber. They played Oregon, who's sitting at 8. So I would say Tennessee has the better win. Mm-hmm. Right? Here's the other beauty. Tennessee and Georgia play this weekend. Mm-hmm. We literally find out. I'm pumped about that game.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be awesome. I hope it's a great game. Hope it lives up to the billing. The only other thing I'll say, and it's kind of back to what I said last week. I'm kind of over the Alabama thing. So, I don't know. Like, I know Alabama's good. They're always good. But I don't know that they're Alabama good this year.
And that we said last year.
I don't know. Did we? Probably.
Or not last year, but 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. Michigan and Ohio State are the ones that are, like, interesting to me because I'm with you. Only one of them is going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
Michigan beats Ohio State, right? Michigan beats Ohio State. And then Ohio State wins the Big Ten Championship.
That's not possible. Because Michigan will go to the Big Ten Championship over Ohio State.
So, Ohio State beats Michigan. It wouldn't work like that either way. All right. It's not going to happen then.
Well, so here's the reason I say that.
Unless everyone loses.
Well, what happens if this? Okay. So, Tennessee beats Georgia, right?
Okay.
And then Alabama... And Tennessee play again, and Tennessee beats them again. So the whole thing of, like, is Georgia going to get in? Like, what if Tennessee throttles Georgia at home? Like, what if it's 35-14? Do you think Georgia will still get in? I don't think so. So
I think immediately following that, I think they would still be in.
I don't know. Like, I think there's a difference, because I think everybody, to me, it just feels like when there's new players on the block, like, it all changes a little bit. So I think Clemson's the easiest, because all they have to do is just coast in. If Clemson loses, they're out. Doesn't matter who they lose to. They're out. So that's fragile. I just think if Ohio State and Michigan play like a old school, a barn burner, literally where it's like 35-34 or it's 14-13 final score, I think they might have a chance to get both of them in. But that hinges on a lot. TCU losing, some other stuff. So I'm cool with the first rankings. There's still 5 games left in college football, like 5 weeks of games through 6 weeks. So I'm fine. Like, we'll see. That's why I say order of importance. It is what it is. We'll revisit this next week this time, and we'll have a Georgia-Tennessee game to review, which would be amazing. All right. Next in order of importance, in my mind, let's talk about this NFL. Well, before we talk about NFL trade deadline, I want to talk about the week that was. You know what? Before we talk about that, I want to do something else.
Okay.
Let's give a shout out to our title sponsor.
Moving Martis.
Moving Martis. There's never been a better time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate than now. And here's the thing. It's kind of been that way for a while. The market's been hot. It's been up. It's been down. It's been a buyer's market. It's been a seller's market. Yeah. Right now, it's definitely, I think it's more of a buyer's market because of how it is. But the rates are up. But here's the thing. If you got to move, you got to move. Okay? And if you need to move, you need to call Sean Martis and his team of wonderfully talented people. And to get a hold of Sean, I'm not going to give his phone number because ain't nobody listening to phone numbers no more. You just go to movingwithmartis. That's MARDIS.com, movingwithmartis.com, and they'll hook you up. Whether you need to move, whether you need to sell your house, whether you need an inspection on your house, you give them a call, they're going to get it all. Give them a call, they get it all. Yeah, that's awesome. Sean has been a wonderful sponsor of the podcast, not such a wonderful participant in the fantasy football league that we have. However, he's not in sole last place anymore. Thanks to Royce over here.
I'm not in last place.
No, but you lost to the last place team this week.
Well, so, no, but he wasn't in last place.
Yeah.
But now he's not. He was in second to last place, but now he is in last place.
Well, what?
He was not in last place.
Sean was not in last place. Then, but you didn't lose to Sean. You lost to the last place team this week.
I know. So now they're not in last place.
They're tied.
So now he is in last place.
Right.
You said now he's not the sole last place team, which meant that he was in last place, but now he's not. That's what.
No, no. Okay, you're right. But what I was trying to say.
Yeah, you said it wrong.
Even though.
Anyway.
All right. So here's the deal. It was just a little dig because you lost.
I know.
We got 3, maybe 62 teams. I'll look it up in a second. But anyway, give Sean a call. We appreciate Sean for being a wonderful sponsor of our podcast. Now, back to the week that was. Before we talk about the NFL trade deadline, because that was crazy, I want to talk about your Seahawks. Because they are still winning football games somehow.
Oh, yeah. Best team in the NFC West.
They are, right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
For now. Now, that being said, Christian McCaffrey did something that hadn't been done in 20 years in the league. 3-4 pass.
Yeah, whatever.
3-4 touchdown. Caught a touchdown and ran for a touchdown. I'm just saying.
I can do that in my sleep.
Run CFC came to play, baby. But listen, the Giants is a big win now. I wouldn't have thought I'd say that. Beating the Giants, that was a good win for you guys. I'm okay. You know how some shows I do pretender or contender. Pretender or contender. Seahawks.
Super Bowl champion.
All right, let's start with playoffs.
Yeah. I think it's a possibility. I mean, 5 wins now, 5-3 is pretty good. Good start. So basically if we continue this rate, it'll be 10-6, 11-6. Sounds pretty good to me. If we continue at this rate.
Yeah, but I'm just asking you, contender or pretender?
Okay. Contender for a playoff spot?
Yes.
Yes, contender.
Okay, contender or pretender, NFC Championship.
It could happen.
Contender.
Somewhere in the middle.
Or pretender. You have to choose one.
Contender.
Contender, pretender, Super Bowl.
I don't really know about that. A little bit much.
I'm going to say this. I'm shocked. But here's the deal. I'm not going to lie. Because the 49ers made the moves that they did and we're getting healthy, I feel like the 49ers are going to be the better team in 5 to 6 weeks. But here's the deal.
You
like,
would say that as a 49er fan.
Well, I'm supposed to say that as a 49er fan, but I would also say that as an analyst, just looking at it on paper. That being said,
I would say that too, but it doesn't matter because we're better.
But the Seahawks being good is actually a good thing for the 49ers because we've already beat you guys once.
Yeah, but that was when we weren't.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Here's my point. If y'all keep winning games, that helps the 49ers because that means y'all are going to beat the Rams and you're going to beat the Cardinals.
And we're going to beat you.
And okay, we'll split it. Fine. That means we both go to the playoffs.
The rest of your games, and you're going to finish the season at like 4-whatever.
You don't even believe that.
I don't.
You don't believe that. Other NFL craziness. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are garbage.
Nope.
The Green Bay Packers are garbage.
Pretty bad.
Like, what is happening to all of the stuff that we used to know? All the teams that were always good? Is it a change in guard? You're about to sneeze, or what's happening?
So.
Okay. Here we go.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're not always good. It's just Tom Brady. This is not the whole team. It's just Tom Brady is not playing. His team is not playing. It's just his team is typically really good, which is not the case. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have not always been good. It's just Tom Brady.
Okay. That's fair.
Anyway.
But Tom Brady's on the team, and they did win a Super Bowl 2 years ago with Tom Brady. So I'm just saying, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, look, they can just go ahead and just send it home. I'm not going to lie to you, too. The other team that's really surprising to me is the Raiders.
That was the wrong loss. I was going to say the Rams. Rams aren't that good.
The Rams aren't that good either. But the Rams, they just cannot beat the 49ers. Like, it's crazy.
In the regular season.
In the regular season. They cannot.
They beat them in the NFC Championship.
They did.
But not in the regular season.
Exactly.
So they can beat you when it matters.
Once.
When have you beat them when it matters?
Three years ago when we beat them in the playoffs?
I don't remember that.
It doesn't matter. Right now, what I'm saying is, you're right, the Rams, but the Raiders also.
Yeah, the Raiders are also not good.
I mean, and they never have been good. I just thought they would be better with Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm. I also thought that the Broncos would be better with Russ Wilson.
Man, Russ cooking. Garbage. Okay, so Russell Wilson, you know him more than most because you are a Seahawks fan.
Yep.
Was Russell Wilson the problem with the Seahawks?
It's possible.
That means it's possible, right? Just for us nine. Tyler Lockett basically just came out and said it in his press conference.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett. It's cool.
It's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't care about.
When you don't care about who
gets the credit.
Does what? You know, who gets the credit? That's what I'm saying, Tyler Lockett. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So, other than that.
But you could give the credit to Kenneth Walker. You can do that.
Is there anything else about the football that we should talk about, before we get to the trade deadline?
Nope.
All right. So, the NFL trade deadline happens, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been following the NFL for a long time. Typically, the NFL trade deadline does not mean much. It just doesn't. Like, you're like, one person might get traded off a really bad team for some picks. It's kind of like what happened last week when Roquan Smith. No. Who's the defensive end that got
Robert Quinn.
Robert Quinn. When he got traded last week, everybody was like, that type of move happens, right? There's a disgruntled player or something. People don't want to. Dude, this year, it was crazy.
Crazy. Bonkers.
So here's what I'll do. I'm going to run down all the hold up. I'm going to run down all the trades real quick. And then I want you to give me your analysis.
I'm gonna rate the trade for each team.
Okay. So, at the very last minute, the Colts sent Nyheim Hines to the mm-hmm. Bills in return for Zach Moss and some picks. Mm-hmm. The Broncos got...
Whoa.
Oh, you want to rate each one, like, as we're going. Okay, got it.
All right. I'll rate certain ones.
No, okay. So, for that one, Colts... That one.
It was a great move for the Bills because they got Nyheim Hines. That's good for them. That's a guy kind of position that they needed. So it's a good trade for the Bills, I would say. Colts, I mean, you get Dak Moss, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's young-ish, I think. So it doesn't really matter, though, because you have John Taylor. And, I mean, you get picks, but they're not great picks. So I would give it like a B trade for the Bills, and I give it like a C for the Colts.
Okay. Didn't even know this trade happened. The Broncos traded for Jacob Martin from the Jets.
Trade for who?
The Jets send Jacob Martin, a defensive end, to the Jets, or to the Broncos.
Mm. I can't rate that trade.
Which is only important because the Broncos traded Bradley Chubb. Mm-hmm. To the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
In return, and Dolphins sent Chase Edmonds to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. And some picks.
What about that trade?
I think it was a terrible trade for the Broncos. I give it like a D. I mean, Chase Edmonds cool, but you give Bradley Chubb, you know, so that's pretty bad. And then I'd give it an A trade for the Dolphins.
Oh, 100%. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Didn't even know. Bradley Chubb's only 26 years old.
I thought he was younger than that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was younger than that, but he definitely looks like he would be older than that.
I mean, in NFL years, 26 is young.
Mm-hmm.
But.
26 is young in NBA years. I don't know about NFL years. Players don't play as long in the NFL.
Yeah. Okay. The Dolphins, they're still on the board. They mm-hmm. also traded for Jeff Wilson from the 49ers. Jeff mm-hmm. Wilson Jr.
Yep. What did they trade? Like picks?
They just got picks. They gave picks. Up a fifth round pick.
L trade for the 49ers. I would give it a D. A C.
Okay.
D. D plus. D plus. And then for the Dolphins, I give it a B. Because, I mean, I don't know if that's a really position. I mean, Raheem Mostert, they have...
They now have last year's 49ers backfield, just so you know.
I would give it a B.
I want to weigh in on this one only because I'm a 49er fan. We gave up a lot of picks to get CMC, so I get it. Are also, and you're going to laugh at me, but I can't even think of his name because he got hurt week one. Our actual starting running back was still out for the year this year.
What is it? Elijah Wilson?
Mitchell.
I knew it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Mitchell, I'm not even a 49er fan.
I know. Elijah Mitchell. So it's okay for me for long term, but it does kind of suck because like our backup now is Tevin Coleman again.
Okay, are you really going to utilize your backup that much?
Well,
no, you weren't.
I mean, which is why we got rid of Jeff Wilson.
Because you're not going to utilize, if you don't use Chris McCaffrey, you can just use Deebo Samuel.
Yes.
Does it really matter? No. I think Tevin Coleman is good enough to be a second option.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you. All right. Calvin Ridley to the Jaguars. Falcons trade. Calvin Ridley to the Jaguars.
Terrible.
And it's kind of crazy. It was like a fifth round pick, but there's some escalation and de-escalation, and it can apparently go all the way up to a second round pick, or mm-hmm. all the way down to a sixth round pick. So,
okay. So, second round pick is an okay trade for the, I'm still going to give it a, if it's a second round pick, I'm going to give it a C for the Falcons. If it's a sixth round pick, I'm going to give it an F. Somewhere in the middle, it'll be a D. And then for the Jags, I give it an A. A.
I'm with you.
B plus, maybe.
Okay. So we already talked about Bradley Chubb. Steelers are getting, I don't know who Wilson Jackson III is, so we're not even going to talk about that.
It's William, but okay.
William Jackson. Who is that?
In the corner.
Okay. Is that a big deal? Should we write that?
No, because I don't know anything about William Jackson.
Okay. So the Steelers also traded Chase Claypool to the Bears. Picks.
I would give it C trade for or B minus for the Bears. And then for the Steelers, they are very much trying to tank. They are very bad. I would give it, like, I mean, if you just, if you, if I'm looking at a perspective that I wanted picks, I'd give it, like, C+. But overall, I mean, the goal is to win, so I'd give it a D-.
The only thing I'll say is I had heard some rumblings that in the locker room, Chase Claypool was not great. So maybe that's why they also got rid of him. What'd you say? I don't know. Okay. Vikings get TJ Hockenson from the Lions.
Yeah, they did. A trade for the Vikings. Like a D minus for my fantasy team. Like, and then the Lions F. Not deep.
The Lions are tanking now too. They're 1-6. Somehow they had the best offense in the league, and they're still 1-6. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
they're just gonna go to Amon-Ra,
Saint God, which is A for my team.
Yes, yeah.
Although he's been garbage lately, because
he hasn't been playing. I thought he's been hurt.
He has. But he's like, he'll come in and he got a concussion like after two snaps last game. So
I wouldn't have started him.
I mean. Yeah.
If he was Justin Jefferson, I would have started him, but he's not, so.
And then, let's see, so then, obviously, and then yesterday, what happened? Roquan Smith from the Bears to the Ravens.
The Ravens, A. And then the Bears, D. What were the picks? That's what I was thinking. Was there a first? If there was a first, it'd be much better.
Second and fifth.
Second and fifth? I give it a C.
Okay. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey got traded as well. What do you grade that one?
A for the 49ers, and then Panthers. The Panthers are bad.
I mean, the Panthers are currently winning. Basically, they should have even won last week.
They're 2-6.
They should have won last week, though.
They're 2-6.
Kadarius Toney to the Chiefs. Kadarius
Toney to the Chiefs.
From the Giants.
B for the Chiefs. D for the Giants. I mean, but Kadarius Toney, I don't know if he didn't really want to be in New York with the Giants, so.
Robert Quinn to Philly.
From the Bears. Philly? B. Like in the middle of a B and a B plus is what I would give it. And then for the Bears, like whatever I gave the Roquan Smith one, but like just a little bit lower. Here's like C minus, D plus ish.
Here's a couple things. Jerry Jeudy didn't get moved.
No.
Alvin Kamara didn't get moved.
No, but I didn't really expect him to get moved.
Kareem Hunt didn't get moved.
No, he didn't. Elijah Moore did not.
Elijah Moore. I'll be honest. Of all
he
of
the, definitely like
I was about to say
wanted
of all those
very
people,
much.
What are the Jets doing? Like at some point, you just have to admit that your player don't want to play for you.
The player admitted that the player did not want to play for you.
Did you hear what he said after the game yesterday?
He said, what are your thoughts on the connection with Zach Wilson? I don't get the ball, so I don't know.
Like you got to move that guy. He's got to go. Like what are you doing, Jets? Like, swallow your pride, trade him, get something for him. He would, listen, I really thought he was going to be a Raven because I thought the Ravens, like, they need a receiver.
That's what they needed, and then they got DeSean Jackson instead.
I just thought Jerry Jeudy or Elijah, he was going to be a Raven, either one of those, and they didn't trade him.
Nope, now he's a Jet.
And he's a Jet. All right, so, listen, here's what I'll say. I'll give the action on trade day an A plus. What happened?
All right, I just got an ESPN notification.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You did.
So I'll give the action A plus. So there's that. I'm really excited for the rest of the season for NFL football for various reasons. I also just want to say this out loud again. Please get rid of the Thursday night game, NFL. I know you're not going to, but just please do that for fantasy reasons.
Just change up the teams.
And like, just if they could just figure out suck. The teams do suck. And if maybe here's the thing, if they could just come out and say, hey, we're going to give you the worst matchup of the week every week on Thursday. So we know 14 days out, like, hey, sorry, Lions and Raiders, you're going to be Thursday night. That would be fine for me. At least we know to buckle in for garbage, right? But this Thursday, this would be a nice transition. This Thursday, it is the Texans, awful. Oh, also Brandon Cooks lit up the team.
Also did not get traded.
He did not get traded, and he lit them up like 402, sent a tweet. Like, bad. So, there's that. So, Texans. So,
like, but, okay, but they, can they still, like, cut him and they can then cut him. Go to a different team?
Yeah, but he'll get all the money. That's guaranteed. And then somebody else picks it up and it's dead money for you too. It's bad. So, Texans, Eagles, Thursday. Also, Phillies, Astros on Thursday at the same time. If you're a Philadelphia fan, I mean, technically, if you're a Houston fan too, but ain't nobody watching the
Texans game. Nope. If you're,
yeah, ain't nobody doing the Texans game.
Nobody in Houston is. Nobody in Houston is watching the Texans game.
But the Eagles, the undefeated Eagles.
Where are they playing?
I was actually literally just about to look that up because I know the Phillies game is in Philly.
Those game is in Philly.
Yeah. Oh, it's at the
Houston.
Texans.
It's in Houston.
Ooh, they got lucky.
They got very lucky.
Ooh, they got lucky.
But there are not going to be like any fans at that Texans game. No. Most of them are either going to be in Philly or going to be on their couch watching the Astros game.
Oh man, I was hoping they'd both be in Philly. Because then, what do you do? Like, who? What game do you go to? How does this work?
The Eagles are undefeated.
Eagles undefeated.
But it's the. The World Series. Also, Kyle Schwarber just hit a home run, and it's 6-0 Phillies. 6-0 right. Phillies.
All so right. Before we talk about the last important thing to me, which is the World Series, I do want to hit up our last sponsor. Our other sponsor. Here's the deal. We have the voicemail, right? Mm-hmm. We have not gotten any voicemails. It's just something. Just is what it is. We have not gotten any voicemails. And I would like to encourage people to do voicemails. Maybe we need to do Snapchats, since that's what you're currently doing.
Maybe we need to do what?
I mean, like the Royce's Snapchat or something. Oh, I lied. We literally just got a voicemail. Oh, we
just
did.
Now?
Stand by. I'm going to play our music. And then while I get the music, I'm going to get the voicemail. All right. So here we go.
Let me take a look at your whip. Is it new? Is it from 2006? It could be a Lamborghini, Cadillac, a Buick. Either way, we making sure that your ride is legit. If you got a nick, a scratch, we could buff that out. Yeah, car feeling messy, don't let it stress you out. You gon' leave with the shine that's as clean as these rhymes. From the hood to the rim, got the wax.
You want that advantage,
the finish, so ceramic, protected from damage, so fresh and so lavish. Now that you heard, why don't you spread that word? The best service in town is at MR Detail Works.
All right, so obviously MR Detail Works sponsors our voicemail line, and we appreciate Jerry and his team and everything they do. And if you need to get your car detailed, cleaned, I mean, just really detailed, I need to take the truck to get detailed. You need to call them up, see if I can get it in there. But that being said, call up MR Detail Works. The information is in the description below. If you're in the Southern Indiana area, hit them up. That being said, let's hear this week's voicemail.
Hey, Royce, it's Jerry. Hey, I got two thoughts for you. First, I was listening to you guys' episode last week. Glad to have you guys. Let me talk. Glad to have you guys back, for one. Missed you guys. Missed listening to you guys. And then two, I read an article where Miles Turner from the Pacers was saying that I guess the Pacers and Lakers were in talks over the offseason about Westbrook to the Pacers for Miles Turner. At this point, that seems like a no-brainer to me. But just want to get your thoughts on that. And two, college basketball is back. I know my Hoosiers are playing this Thursday exhibition. We're not taking any exhibitions lightly anymore. After what happened to your cards, what happened there? Thanks.
Man, I don't know how. Man, that's not my team either. That's not my team either. That's his team.
What?
That's not my team. I mean, I'm a supporter. I hope that they do good. That's not my team.
Who's your college basketball team?
My college basketball team, North Carolina.
Okay. All right. So
okay, but it's because Caleb Love is on the team. He's my favorite college basketball player. Okay. Caleb Love.
All right. So here's the deal. I will take the Louisville question.
You know, they bad.
But you need to take the Miles Turner question.
All right.
Okay.
You go first.
You want me to go first? All right. So here's the deal. Listen, Louisville lost 70% of their scoring. I think even more than that. I think it's like 72 or 73% the scoring from last year's team. Royce, how good was last year's team?
They were not good.
They were hot garbage last year. So you lose all of your scoring from that. You bring in a new coach, and we can't recruit anybody because we're still yet somehow under the NCAA microscope, and we're waiting on them to rule on us for a committee that doesn't exist anymore. Like, the committee got disbanded, but the committee is still somehow handing out rulings. They ruled on some other cases. We should be next. We need to know what it is. All the committees ruled for before has been saying, we're not going to do anything. No punishment. So if the committee could just come out and say, hey, Louisville, we hear y'all. Y'all been through a lot. No punishment. Then we could get some more recruits in. We could be better. Mm-hmm. But right now, our team is not good. And I will say this.
That's that Lenora Ryan special.
That's the Lenora Ryan special. Here's the deal. If you need to understand where we are, Kenny Payne has literally been saying since he got here, be patient. It's going to take some time. Be patient. It's going to take some time. Be patient. It's going to take some time. I just don't think any of us thought that losing to a D2 school in the exhibition was even possible. We didn't look good. I don't think the season's over. We're going to win more than two games this year, but it did not look good. He admitted it. You can't let it happen. It can't happen. It can't happen. We're Louisville. You don't lose to schools like that. But that being said, we're not the first major school to lose to.
Schools like that.
Did you see how they celebrated? They didn't expect to win. Yeah. So I'm just saying. I hear you. Don't take any.
1992 Dream Team lost to a bunch of college kids.
Don't take any exhibition lightly.
It's possible.
It's definitely possible. Don't take any exhibitions lightly. That being said, that was hard to watch. Uh-huh. Football forced just as many turnovers as the basketball team did the day before when they blasted number 10 Wake Forest. I'm going to just throw that out there to lift my spirits back up.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway.
Miles Turner.
Over the offseason, there were talks to send Russell Westbrook and maybe two first round picks. I don't know about two first round picks to Indiana for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Me personally, if I was the Lakers, I don't know what I would do there because you know, the Lakers don't have any picks in the next upcoming years. Like, they don't have any picks. So I might send one of those picks for sure. I don't know about two of them, though, because I don't have any picks. But we should do it anyway. Maybe not with both picks. We should send one pick. Try with Westbrook and one pick for Turner and Buddy Hield because we need shooters. And then we should send Anthony Davis to someone for a young player who is really good. And then we're going to win the championship. I think Kevin Durant, I think he must come to the Lakers. I heard Steph Curry, in a leaked interview say, the Lakers would be dope. Michael Jordan actually is coming back, by the way, to play with the Lakers.
Okay. Okay.
Bow Wow's actually coming over.
All right, so here's the deal. We would love to hear more voicemails. We appreciate Jerry.
So then if you want to hear more voicemails, then you should send more voicemails.
Me personally?
Me personally is what I think.
Okay, I agree.
That people should just send.
I agree.
So we can get some more.
So let's get some more voicemails in there. All right. That being said, I think this is a good transition because as we started this segment, when we were like, oh, yeah, World Series, which is technically the most important because it's about to crown a champion, potentially.
Championship.
This is a championship. It is 7-0.
7-0 Phillies. Go Phillies.
In game three, they've hit 5 home runs. I believe they just hit back-to-back jacks.
They did.
Kyle
Schwarber, Reese Hoskins.
What is happening?
Go Phillies. I don't know.
Like, they have 5 home runs by 5 different people.
Mm-hmm. See, if, I don't know, if it were literally any other team but the Astros, I'd probably want the other team to win. But it's the Astros, so I kind of want the Phillies to win, you know?
So here's the other problem. If this were any other team but the Astros, I would think this was a big deal. Like, I feel like the Phillies could put up 37 runs today, and the Astros will still win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't, what inning is it?
It's bottom of the fifth, which is the fifth inning has been when teams start coming back. So first of like, all, do you think the Astros have a chance to win this game?
I feel like the Phillies could put up 37,000 runs this game and the Astros might win this game.
Like, is,
I don't think it's out of the picture.
You don't think it's out of the picture?
Nope.
That the Astros come back and win this game?
Still very possible. It's only the fifth inning.
All right. So with that, we're not even, was a third of the way through the series. Who wins this World Series?
Go Phillies.
Okay.
Yep.
Go Phillies and what?
Foe.
Phillies and, well, it can't be Phillies and 4.
It definitely.
It cannot. Phillies and 5.
Phillies and 6. I think, so Phillies game 1, Astros game 2, Phillies game 3. And I think Astros game 4, Phillies 5 and 6.
Okay.
That's how I think it's going to go down.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like,
because the Phillies, they have to win. Well, okay. So let's see. Game 1 was in Houston. Game 2 was in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Then
3-4-5.
3-4-5. And then you head back to Houston for game 6. All right.
And 7.
So they're going to win in Houston game 6. Because they have to win in Houston. Because they're not going to win in Philly. No way.
You don't think they can do it in 5? They're not going to win 3 in a row?
No, I just don't think that they're going to win in Philly. I think it's impossible. Because no team's done that in, like, forever.
What do you mean?
That hasn't happened in a long time.
What are you saying?
That a team has won on home field
in
the World Series. That hasn't happened. That doesn't happen often. For some reason.
I thought the Dodgers,
I read an article about that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can't remember. Oh, no, they didn't because that was in Texas. That was the bubble year. So here's what I'll say. I believe you, or I'm with you, that if the Phillies are going to win, they have to win in either 5 or 6. If it goes 7, I think the Astros are going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's agreeable.
I think the challenge for me is that the Astros don't lose back-to-back games often. So
they do not. The Astros don't lose games often.
Well, that's also true.
In the postseason. They've lost 1. That'd be 2, hopefully.
So, like, that being said, I'm kind of like, we'll see what happens.
I think the Phillies can go back to back. Like, if the Phillies can go win tonight, win tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Astros will still win game 5. But I think it.
Yeah.
There's not much the Astros can do about that.
Okay. So, listen. That was my topics in order of importance.
Mm-hmm.
Any other topics to talk about that may not be important or that we just should talk about before we move to the most anticipated segment?
Nothing.
Okay, so let's move to the most
anticipated segment in all sports where Royce ranks them. Today we are ranking the top 5 actors / actresses. All right.
Do we have any honorable mentions?
Number 6.
Number 6.
One honorable mention. Denzel Washington.
Denzel is an honorable. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Number 5. Hold up. Time out. Name a Denzel Washington movie.
Remember the Titans.
Name another one?
Oh. No, because I know a bunch of Denzel Washington, but I want to name the specific movie that I'm thinking of here. Oh my gosh. I'm totally blanking here. It's because it's a specific movie.
What is it about?
It's about, you know. What is it about? No, because I know what movie it is. Trust me. Just trust me. I know what movie it is. Just trust me.
There's a long streak of my life where I saw every Denzel Washington movie that came out and every Will Smith movie that came out.
Every Will Smith movie that came out?
Yeah. I have not kept up that streak since I had kids, but I just wanted you to know that for a long time. So that's why I was like, tell me what it's about, because I can tell you what it is.
I really know what it's about, but like, I'm totally blanking. No, I'm like...
Book of Eli.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just name titles.
Well, I'm trying to think. Is it a recent...
Name what... No, it's not. I don't think it's that recent.
Pursuit of Happiness. No, that's Will Smith.
That's Will Smith. I knew that.
Man on Fire.
And what is it about?
Training Day.
I said what is it about.
Oh, what?
Man on like Fire? What the movie
well,
about. Well,
like, those are like, he's killers. He's a killer. And like, Man on Fire, he's trying to win back a... he's trying to find a kidnapped person. Mm. And that's Man on Fire. And then Training Day, he's a corrupt police officer.
Look, I don't know what I thought it was, but that's not here.
So. John Q.
Yeah, he got game.
He got game. Got it.
That's what I was thinking of.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. That's not his character, but I'm just
saying. I know. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. All right. So,
all right, okay.
Number six. Right. Denzel. Okay. We sidetracked there. Denzel would be in my top two.
Five.
Number five.
Christian Bale.
Yep. Which one? Just kidding. What movie? What's your
favorite movie? American Psycho.
Really? Yep. Have you seen it?
I has.
Do you like Christian Bale Batman?
Yes.
Really? The Batman.
That is the best Batman in my personal opinion.
Batman. I can't do any of the Batman stuff. The horse voice, I can't do that.
That's my favorite.
Okay. All right. So the Batman and American Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number four.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael the B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. The best Michael Jordan. Okay. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably Black Panther.
But
I'm going to have to watch that, the Creed movie, though. Creed 3.
Have you seen Creed 1 or 2?
I saw the first one.
Okay. Michael B. Jordan. Do you like Killmonger?
Yes, I do. I think that they should bring him back.
I was going to say.
I can't have Michael B. Jordan for one movie.
I kind of feel like...
They got to bring him back.
So this is going to sound really bad, so just stick with me. I think that if Ryan Coogler had known that Chadwick Boseman was sick and was going to die, I don't think he would have killed off. Mm-hmm. I think he would have left the door open for Killmonger to come back.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, even how it ended, it still could have... He still could come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
you could easily see that.
He asked... He asked to throw him in the ocean. Mm-hmm. That's what he asked him to do. Mm-hmm. What's this next movie about? It's about the ocean people.
Yeah.
Just saying. And then, you know how, like, Charlie, he was in the ice, and mm-hmm. they brought him back with that plant?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they could do.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad thing. That movie comes out in 10 days.
Diaz.
All right. So, Michael B. Jordan, number mm-hmm. three.
Natalie Portman.
Number three.
Natalie Portman.
Favorite movie?
Revenge of the Sith.
Can you name another Natalie Portman movie?
Yeah. The Black Swan.
Okay. But you have not seen the Black Swan.
No, I have not.
So is this more of a childhood crush? Favorite actress?
No.
Okay. Fair. Number two.
Number two, Jamie Foxx.
Okay. Name a movie.
Name a movie? The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I can name a lot of Jamie Foxx movies, actually.
Okay, name another.
I know. Is that one movie? It's like, I can't pronounce it. So you're just going to have to deal with it.
The Django Unchained?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
It's
just Django Unchained. Yeah. Yep. Go ahead.
That one?
Have you seen that?
Nope. I'm going to watch it, though.
You're not going to watch it?
I am going to watch it, because it also has Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And? Leonardo DiCaprio,
but I don't like Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's a good movie, but I will tell you this. This is not age appropriate. That movie is not age appropriate for this audience.
Who is this audience?
The kids. Anybody right. under...
Understandable.
Does it make sense? Like, if you're under 13, 14, like, under 13, you probably ask your parents if you can watch that movie.
All right.
Also, favorite Jamie Foxx movie for me?
Mm-hmm.
Any Given Sunday. You should watch that movie.
Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai.
That being said, also not age appropriate movie. Okay, number two.
Number one.
Number one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel.
Why would you look at that?
The Samuel L. Jackson. The Jackson.
I watch a lot of Samuel L. Jackson
movies. Name a non-Marvel movie. Fiction. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I has.
You've seen Pulp Fiction?
I got the first part, and then it got to the boxer dude, and that was just really boring. Like, I don't care about the boxer dude. So I paused it.
I did not realize you'd seen Pulp Fiction. All right, another Samuel L. Jackson.
And the first part was only about the other dude. It wasn't even about, it was about the one dude who took the girl to dinner or whatever. Yeah. It wasn't even about Samuel L. Jackson, the first part. What the heck?
Is there another Samuel L. Jackson movie that you can name, not named?
Yes. Give me a second. Revenge of the Sith.
There you go. Samuel L. Jackson been in like 357 million movies.
And that one movie where...
Snakes on a Plane.
Was he the one in the wheelchair in that one movie? Where like, is that picture of Anthony Davis in that one wheelchair?
Mr. Glass?
Was that
Unbreakable?
Or was that someone else?
Yeah, he was in the movie. Mr. Glass. He's Mr. Glass in Unbreakable.
Nice.
So number six, Denzel. Number five, Christian Bale. Number four, Michael B. Jordan. Number three, Natalie Portman. Number two, Jamie Foxx. Number one, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
All right. That's a good list, man. That's a good list. I'm just going to say, so Samuel L. Jackson has been in filmography. Take a guess how many movies he has been in.
73. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it more than that or is it less than that?
It's more.
I don't know. 74.
He's got acting credits in 196 movies.
Four more.
196 movies. He's also got 11 projects upcoming. And if you include all of his work, like actor,
dang.
Like yeah. Self-appearances, TV shows, all those types of things. It is 742.
Oh my gosh. Titles. That's a lot.
It's so that's much. A lot. He just never stops working. Like, I don't know how he doesn't.
The grind never stops. That's like with Jamie Foxx. He does comedy and he does music and he's an actor. He does like everything.
Yeah.
That's why I like Jamie Foxx.
I want to see who's been in the most movies. All right. Well, while I look this up, so this is that was an installment of Royce Ransom.
Royce Ransom.
Yeah. 12 leading actors who appeared in the most movies.
Just go for one.
Just go for all the way down to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's probably going to be somebody that we don't know, so I might have to back it up a little bit. All right. Number one is Eric Roberts.
What?
Who's older brother to Julia Roberts. Huh. He has 600. This is terrible. He needs to change this. He's got 666 acting credits.
Nice.
Danny Trejo. You know who he is? He's the Mexican guy in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a lot of the same parts. 420 credits. Somebody that you would actually know.
Well, I know who that dude was.
Who? You did?
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Someone is in...
Daniel Glover.
Christopher Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Dracula, because we're reading Dracula as a class right now.
Okay.
That book sucks.
Christopher Lee.
And Bram Stoker's not going to care because he's not alive. Anyway, that book sucks, but he was who I envisioned actually as being Dracula. That's crazy.
And 282 acting credits for him. Danny Glover, 201.
The title character in Dracula, 1958.
Mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson, 198, according to this. So Samuel Jackson, by the time it's done, he'll be like top, because he'll have more than Danny Glover with 201. So I don't think he's going to catch Christopher Lee at 282.
Mm-hmm. No, I could have said Jurassic Park.
Totally I just don't understand that. How who's Richie? Oh, I know him. Oh, he was in Office Space. 415 acting credits, man. Like, you just are in everything. That's crazy. And then 420. That's ridiculous. nuts.
Yeah. That crazy. That is low key wild. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Anyway.
All right.
Today.
Yes.
Is Masahiro Tanaka's birthday.
Who's that?
You know that is because you didn't watch baseball until this year. He was a former Yankees pitcher. He went to play overseas then.
Gotcha.
In Japan.
Eric Gordon is a Shanghai Shark.
Eric Bledsoe
is a Shanghai Shark.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because we're talking about Masahiro Tanaka.
I know, but isn't that a big deal?
No.
No.
Eric Bledsoe was not that good. You mean Drew Bledsoe? Is that what you mean?
Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe.
That would be a bigger deal quarterback.
That's what Terry Rozier called him. Drew Bledsoe, you remember?
Did he really? No, I don't.
I remember that.
Okay.
That's like the coolest thing he's ever done. Masahiro Tanaka.
Nice. All right.
I miss him. Come back.
Well, listen, we are right at time. So, with that being said, until next week, we out.